Moving right along then, we're going to move on to elections. Now, remember that we are going to need to elect the constitutional officers. We need to elect the two board members that we would normally elect, plus the two new board members. Okay, and I will specify as we go along which positions we're doing. So I'm going to open the floor for nominations for the office of president. Anthony Thomas. The name of Denise Avant has been placed into nomination for the office of president. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, I got a move in a second that Denise be elected by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Denise, you are president after this convention.
Could I just take this moment, Madam President, to first of all to say thank you, first of all, to you. For all that you have taught me in the last 6 to almost 7 years now, your leadership is invaluable. You've shown me how to be a leader within the Federation. I really want to thank Dr. Maurer, who, when you decided to send me to leadership training, helped me to understand really what the Federation was all about and helped me to develop my passion for the Federation and all that we do on behalf of blind people, and in particularly blind youth. Most of all, thank you to Anthony Thomas and Debbie Pittman, who were members before I was and who have brought me into the Federation. And then even beyond that, thank you to all of you for the trust that you have placed in me today. I will pursue this job with energy, with passion. I want to provide hope to our younger members and to all of us. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we're blessed in this state. As I travel around the country, national repping, I hear sometimes from state presidents that they really haven't found someone who can take over the leadership. And we're blessed here to have very, very deep leadership in this state. So I'm going to ask for one DART prize, and then we'll do the next election. And we are clearly going to finish early, you guys. So
okay,
better,
the next prize is going to be a $15 gift certificate for Dunkin' Donuts, and we will see. Is Michael Tyne in the room?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, we didn't. See, I said, remind me for a motion. Can I get a motion to approve? Jamal moved. I can't tell how many people seconded. I knew I was going to do that. Those in favor of approving the president's report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That report is approved. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay, Jim Sherman?
Nope.
Kelly Sloan?
No. What are you doing, drawing the whole family?
I know, right. I'm going to call her name because who knows. Colleen Wunderlich?
No, she was here yesterday.
Slidham?
Leah Slidham, I bet she's here. Leah, are you here?
Yep.
All right, I knew she'd be here. Leah is active in our Black Hawk chapter.
Donut.
Oh, my. By the way, Liz Botner, who many of you remember, has tweeted thanking us for streaming the convention. I like to share those when I get them. Yes. All right, now, is that the end? Do you have other door prizes or not?
I think we do not.
Okay, so So we got one grand prize, door prize we're going to give at the very end that's left. Okay, so we're going to open it up for nominations for the office of First Vice President.
Madam President, I nominate Deborah Kent Stein.
Okay, the name of Deborah Kent Stein has been placed in nomination for the office of First Vice President. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I move that nomination
schemes
and Deborah Stein be elected by acclamation.
Okay, got a move.
Second.
That Debbie Stein be elected by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Debbie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like to say something? I like that. Yeah, I think Bob said that one time, too. It's always scary to be close to the presidency. You're one seat away. All right, I'm going to open the floor for election of a second vice president. This position is currently held by Ms. Leslie Hamrick.
Madam President.
Denise Savant.
I nominate Leslie Hamrick.
All right. Name of Leslie Hamrick has been placed in nomination for second vice president. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Move the acclamation. Steve, you definitely got that under the way. Okay. I got a motion. Second. To elect Leslie Hamrick as second vice president. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. Leslie, would you like to say something? Somebody should be able to run your mic. Or you can just speak up. Oh, good, good. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this nomination again. Oh, here we go. Thank you very much for nominating me once again and for this opportunity. I think that being second vice president has helped me to grow in confidence and as a leader, and I look forward to moving things along and continue doing whatever I can do to help the NFBI. Thanks.
All right. I'm going to do the treasurer spot next. I am running for this, so Denise, you might want that mic back because I suspect that there won't be a lot of competition for this one.
It's okay, because you are very capable, more than capable, so that's why I've asked you to be the treasurer. So I am nominating Patty Gregory Chang to be our next treasurer.
All right, then you have to conduct this one.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It is moved that Patty Gregory Chang be approved as our next treasurer by acclamation. All are in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You guys are so smart. It's done.
The irony is that I think I've said more than once, the only office I will never hold is treasurer. So at the end of this convention, I've once again been proven wrong about what I will or won't do by the National Federation of the Blind. All right, I'm going to open it up for nominations for the Office of Secretary. This is currently held by Ms. Debbie Pittman. Steve Hasalis.
I nominate Glenn Moore.
All right, Steve has placed in nomination the name of Glenn Moore. Are there any other nominations? Bill is jumping the gun. Jamal got it. All right, it's been moved, and I'll take it as a second because Bill was out there somewhere. That Glenn be elected by acclamation. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. All right, the first two seats that we need to... you know what, Glenn, do you want to say something?
Sure. I got a mic here.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you all for your support and, you know, for believing in me, and I'm not going to let you down. I also want to thank Debbie Pittman, who's been our secretary up until today. I aim not to disappoint and to do you all proud.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Debbie, very much. The next two seats come up for election and the regular cycle, okay? They were two-year terms. The first one was held by Brian Sumner. This is not part of the constitutional amendment, but I'm going to open the floor for election of a two-year board seat. This is currently held by Brian Sumner. Are there any nominations? Bill has nominated Brian Sumner for the first board, general board seat, two-year term. Are there any other nominations? The explanation thing, okay. It's been moved and seconded that Brian be elected by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right, now, Brian did have to step out earlier, so he's not going to give a acceptance speech that I know of. The next seat is the same situation. It's two-year term, regular two-year term. It is currently held by Mary Lou Grunewald. Are there any nominations for the second general board seat? Anthony Thomas. All right, Debbie Pittman's name has been placed in nomination for the two-year general board seat. Are there any other nominations? All the rest of that thingy. Okay. All right. Debbie Pittman's name has been placed in nomination, and it's been moved and seconded that we elect her by acclamation to the two-year board seat that will be reelected on even-numbered years. So those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right, now these next two board seats are additional board seats. Oh, Debbie, do you want to say something? We get her a mic, somebody running.
Thank you very much for electing me back to the board, and I will, even though I'm not secretary, I will continue to work hard in our organization, and I can say that the one thing that I brought to the secretary's position is the things to do list.
Very good. All right. The next two seats are the new constitutional seats. So both of these at this point are up for 1 year terms because they will be reelected in odd numbered years. So we will begin with whoever's elected to these two new seats being seated for a 1 year term, and then we'll get on the 2 year cycle. All right.
Madam President.
Go ahead, Denise.
I nominate Adrian Falconer.
All right. The name of Adrian Falconer has been placed in nomination for one of the new 1 year board seats. Are there any other nominations? What the whatever thing. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that Adrian be elected by acclamation. In favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed say nay. Adrian, are you near mic or can you get one?
Adrian's last name.
Falconer.
Question.
Kathy. There's one more to go, but then don't forget we have to order elect delegate and alternates. But there's one more one-year seat to go. One more one-year seat to go. Hang on, I haven't called you yet. Adrian, I think I'm going to let her say something, and then I'll see what you want, Steve.
I just want to give thanks to everyone within the NFB of Illinois for all the love and support that you have given me within the past year of me just joining this organization. And I want to give a special thanks to Denise and Patty for the confidence that you have in me holding these new positions that I have received today. And I hope to continue to work hard and diligent in holding these positions.
Yeah. Adrian was one of our scholarship winners last year. And we make no secret of the fact that our scholarship program has a couple of goals. Obviously, we want to reward academic achievement. But we also want to build this organization and find the next generation of leaders. And Adrian's a good example of that. Go ahead, Everly. They don't want to listen to me. All right, let's do this last one. The last board seat that's up is a one-year term again. It's one of those new terms. So this first election will be for 1 year, and then starting next year, it'll be for every 2 years. So I'm going to open the floor for nominations for this last sixth board general seat.
Madam President.
Mary Lou Grunwald.
I nominate
Jesse Rogers. The name of Jesse Rogers has been placed into nomination. Now, are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? I need a motion. I've done it three times, guys. Kathy moves to we elect Jess by acclamation. I have a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. And see, Steve, I forgot you. What did you want? No. Well, let me think that through. That's a good question. No, we got one more then. He's right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, Debbie Stein moved up. There's one more to do. Okay, so now we have Debbie Stein's vacancy. Thank you, Steve.
And in that regard, I nominate David
Meyer. Okay, you're right. And this would be for a one-year term to finish out Debbie's term. Okay, she was on odd-numbered years. She's now moved up her position, so she's vacated this board seat. Steve has nominated Dave Meyer. Thank you for waking me up. Oh, Jess is not here. I'm sorry. No, he's not here. For those of you that don't know, Jesse is an active member in the BEP program. He's from Springfield, and I think part of the thinking in support of Jesse, besides getting, you know, obviously we want vendors on the board, but we also need this not to be the Chicago board, okay? And sometimes it's hard to get people from, you know, other parts of the state to run, so we do try, and Jesse is meeting some of that goal, okay? All right, so Dave Meyer's name has been placed in nomination for that last board seat that was vacated by Debbie. This, again, is a one-year seat that will be on a two-year cycle starting next year. So, are there any other nominations? Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I know I did. I know I did that. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I move the nominations closed and David Meyer be elected by acclamation.
Okay. Been moved and seconded that we elect Dave Meyer to the state board by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. This, in my opinion, has been a long time coming. Dave has been very active for a lot of years. Dave? Okay. And, Steve, thank you for that reminder. I don't know why that totally spaced on my head. I guess I'm getting tired.
Thank you very much for your confidence in me. I will do the best of my ability to honor that confidence. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Now, we need to elect a delegate to the National Convention. The way that our system works is there really isn't one vote for each person on the floor. When a vote is contested on the floor of our National Convention, there is one vote to be cast for each of our 52 affiliates. This person will be the person that has the authority from the convention to cast that vote. So if I can do so, I'd like to place a nomination in the name of Denise Avant. All right, it's been moved in second. Or we don't need a second nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right. We have a move and second that Denise be elected as our convention delegate to the 2015 National Convention by acclamation. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. All right. Now, we traditionally in Illinois have two alternate delegates. So I'm going to open the floor for nominations for our first alternate. What happens is this is for either if Denise could not attend, which is highly unlikely, or she needs to leave the floor for a while, okay, which is likely. I think I've called on both Debbie and Denise to serve as alternates as I was president. You know, you can't be on the floor every second, and somebody has to be prepared for a vote. So, first alternate nominations I'm looking for. Bob Gardner. Bob Gardner has placed into nomination the name of Debbie Stein. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And I do want to point out that whoever gets elected to this needs to be sure that they will be attending the entire convention. Now, I know that with Denise and Debbie, so I didn't ask, but... Okay, we need a second alternate. Did I call that question?
No.
No. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Debbie, it is. Debbie's already given a speech, so I'm going to move to the next one. Yes?
I want to nominate for a second alternate delegate, the name of Patty Gregory-Chan.
I will accept that nomination with honor. Thank you. That does mean I can't conduct the rest of this election, though. So, Denise, can you? We need a mic.
I have one. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Can I get a second? All of those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed, say nay. Okay, Patty, you are our second alternate.
All right, thank you. I will definitely be attending the entire National Convention. Since I'm on the National Board, I think that might be problematic if I didn't. All right, now that's what I have on our agenda. So what I want to do is take a minute before we do the door prize to see if there are any more announcements or anything that anybody else would like to add. We're done early, which is always nice.
Can we get final comments from our national rep?
Yes, Everly, please. Somebody will bring you a mic if you want.
Here we go. Okay, I just want to say this has been a wonderful convention. I think each and every one of you, including Patty, your first vice, all of the elected officers for the next year or two, you need to applaud yourselves for your commitment.
Yes.
And do that now. Applaud yourselves. It's been really wonderful. I have enjoyed myself tremendously here. As Patty or someone said earlier, this is a fantastic hotel. I think the service is excellent. When you come back here, I hope to come back too.
Well,
but I want to say, yes, Patty.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I want to say that I continue to be filled With hope, you should know it by now.
Energy and love.
By participating in the National Federation of the Blind, because my expectations are raised. My contributions to myself and to others, I want you to know, serve us well. Because the realization of our dreams are met, and I can celebrate with my Federation family no matter where I go in this United States of America. Thank you so very much for having me. It's been wonderful.
I want to thank you, Everly.
I love you.
You know, it's I do National Rep myself, so I know how much energy it really takes. Hope, energy, and love. But I want us to give a big hand to Everly. You are an amazing speaker, my friend. And we have, and I told the board you'd be great. So I was definitely right. But thank you so much, Everly. Thank you.
I have one other announcement.
Okay.
Oh, let me get your mic.
Who else wants the mic? And don't forget, Mary's still back there with bags. Okay, and the cards, playing cards, bags and playing cards.
Okay, one thing we'd like you to do, if you have your name tags, because we want to reuse those holders, if you can put them up here on the door prize table, and Glenn, or you could put them on your own table, and Glenn said he could walk around and get them.
All right, leave them on your table, please. Leave your name tags on your table. We're going to be frugal and reuse them. Which makes a lot of sense. All right. Any other announcements? Are y'all ready to draw the final door prize?
Yes, it is.
Now, I do want to thank our audio team. They were in here on Thursday night until midnight. And I think our sound system has been pretty much flawless.
Yeah.
Byron, did we get the projector back? Is the projector back over by you?
Let me check.
Okay, because we need to make sure we get that. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
All right.
Be ready.
This is for $100. Ooh. It goes to someone who is very, very deserving, and I know that she is in the room, and she's given many years and years of service, probably more than she cared to remember. Miss Mary Lou Grunewald.
Oh, good. Mary. All right. Very, very appropriate. Very appropriate. All right. Can I get the appropriate motion? Steve Estalis. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. This convention really, I think, has gone supremely well, I have to say. Jamal?
I'll say this. I'm very happy that this organization has continued to move forward. And Madam President, you did a very, very, very good job of running the ship through but it seems that Sophilia is riding the ship and then some. And Denise, I think that we're going to continue to move forward. And of course, I'll be here to support in any way possible.
You know, Julia said to me last night, she said, you know, I don't know how to deal with this presidency thing because you've been president for almost half my life. Bob Hansen.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for turning the building into a more positive welcoming place. I mean, because I've been absent for many years, and I came back, and you know, and I just see that there's a lot of changes, and you know, we've organization not as it was back in the day, and I just I see you're you welcome in new people, and you're working with.
It's absolutely crucial that we are welcoming. Absolutely crucial. We are the National Federation Blind, and that means all blind folks and sighted people. Yeah, Gina.
I want to tell you, when I first met you, you
were
a little scared.
Oh, me intimidate? Never, Gina, never.
But now I'm sitting here looking at you, and you're the kind of person I wish I could be.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think the lawyer in me sometimes comes out. Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes not so much. All right, anybody else? Yes, who is that? Modesto Favela. Modesto's had a nice time. He's been learning a lot. It's his first convention. I'm very glad you attended, especially seeing you and Jay Blanchard here. I think this is the first convention in quite a while we've had every single one of our chapter presidents present the whole convention. Yeah, yeah, Kathy. Thank you. One of the promises I made was I wouldn't hang on long enough that you were dying for me to go. So I think I probably achieved that. It's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to hang on so long that you were putting me out the door. All right. Can I get the appropriate motion? Move to adjourn. Can I get a second? All right. Those in favor? Any opposed? Listen, guys, we need help to tear down. There were five of us last year, and there's five this year. If you think I'm intimidating, you wait and see how mad I'll be. We need help tearing down. Thank you. Bags and bags and playing cards in the back. Bags and playing cards still in the back.
Do it all over again. Watch for the mail. I'll have a plan. If you don't get a letter, tell your lawyer.